the gas under the ground in the southern tier isn't going anywhere. There's obviously economic benefit to be made by safely and responsibly developing that gas. So I don't think the door is ever completely closed. But we think this latest move by the Department of Health and Department of Environmental Conservation was a huge lost opportunity for upstate New York, especially in the southern tier. There's 30 or 31 other states that have found that it can be regulated responsibly and safely, and are or will be realizing the economic benefits of that. And it's just unfortunate New York didn't move forward in that direction.
Do you think that decision by the Cuomo administration can be reversed either through the courts or some other way?
I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I'm sure there will be lawsuits that follow that, but we'll just have to see.
Another issue, casinos. Three casinos were recently announced. Now there's talk of a fourth for the southern tier. Do you support that idea?
Unshackle Upstate hasn't taken a formal position on the casino developments through this whole 2 or 3 year process. We certainly think that with the loss of hydrofracking for the immediate future for the southern tier, that a casino could be beneficial to the economy of that region. There's no doubts that casinos do and can have economic benefit, particularly hotel revenue and tourism dollars to local communities. So we think the southern tier needs something after this latest blow with hydrofracking, and maybe a casino in that region is the answer.
Some people call it a windfall. Others call it a budget surplus. Either way, there's some $5 billion extra to be used next year by the state because of some bank and financial settlements. How do you think that money should be used?
Our organization and many organizations across the state, as you'll find, believe it should be invested in infrastructure. One-time funds that this windfall is, it's not a reoccurring funding stream that we have, shouldn't be used for reoccurring costs. That's just economics 101. So how do we use that money to improve the economy and improve the communities of this state wisely and quickly? And I think the answer is infrastructure, whether it's roads, bridges, or something as simple as sidewalks and sewer repairs. All of that needs to be done across the state in hundreds of communities. So we support allocating the majority of that money towards infrastructure investment.
Do you have a legislative agenda worked out for 2015 yet? What are some of the top issues you'll be watching next year?
Well, we'll be announcing that very shortly. Some of the our priorities is the property tax cap, making that permanent. It's set to expire not next year, but in 2016. But we think the property tax cap was the significant achievement on behalf of taxpayers in this state in the past decade, maybe more. And we want to see that extended, and we want that conversation to begin this year, not in 2016. As I mentioned before, infrastructure investment will be a huge key for us this year. We're also very interested to see how the Upstate Economic Development Fund plays out. The governor announced it during one of his debates during the campaign, and I think we saw with the Buffalo Billion that when the private sector and the public sector work together to leverage investment, targeted investment in some of our upstate communities, it can be successful. So there's not much meat on the bones for that proposal at the moment. We expect to hear more in January, the state of the state, and then the executive budget announcement. But we'd like to see similar action that was done in the Buffalo Billion spread across the state.